Welcome to the Bill and Rookie After the Show podcast. Going to be a short one today. We both have a long day in front of us as we just finished up already. Monday Night Football.
Oh,
What does Monday Night Football mean to you when you hear it? What do you think of automatically?
Well, I think of Howard Cosell automatically and halftime highlights.
Of course,
and all
I do too. Of course, you and I of a certain age would do that. I know a lot of the younger guys now are like, who's Howard Cosell? Or I don't know anything about that. But back
Frank Gifford, Dandy, Don Meredith, he was the one that sang, what, turn out the lights.
Don Meredith did, yeah, when the game was over.
Yep.
For a blowout game, he'd sing, turn out the lights. Yeah, back then, you know, there was one national game a week, and it was Monday night. It was on ABC.
Yeah, there was no Thursday night football, Sunday night football.
There was nothing. And so if you made it to Monday night, it was a big deal. And there was no ESPN back then either, so
with prime times, that's where you saw the highlights.
The highlights for all the week's games were at halftime of, not all the week's games, but at halftime of Monday night game, Howard Cosell would host his little highlight reel. And not nearly all the games.
He'd probably
pick a handful of games.
2 minutes, 3 minutes.
Yeah. And for me, I always wondered if the Bears were going to make it onto the highlight reel. Of course, they didn't have many highlights back then at all. Walter Payton was about it. But the fact that they hardly ever made it to the highlight reel led everyone in Chicago to believe that Howard Cosell hated the Bears.
Well, just like Joe Buck
hated Chicago. So the fact that Joe Buck is hated or thinks everyone thinks Joe Buck hates them, it kind of carries on a long tradition. That maybe started with Howard Cosell, probably started before him. But that's what I think of Howard Cosell, Monday Night Football, Don Meredith.
And the opening theme, man. The opening theme music.
Yeah.
It was the best.
The best.
The best.
A little different now that it's on cable.
It was. It was interesting because I drove by Lambeau Field on Friday afternoon, I believe it was. And the ESPN trucks were already in there.
Oh, sure.
Getting ready. Obviously, they got to roll into town early. But like you say, it's a little bit different. It's ESPN, technically pay TV, except for the home markets. It doesn't carry the clout that it used to.
That kind of belongs to Sunday Night Football now, doesn't it?
I guess it's on free TV. I guess, you know, again, it doesn't carry the clout just from the simple standpoint that there are three primetime games a week now, Thursday, Sunday, Monday.
Kind of saturated the whole deal.
Right, and nowadays that they try to get everybody on as well. Remember, that for a while there was a rule that everybody had to play on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody has to be in primetime, where in years gone by, it meant something if your team was in primetime. You know,
and if you weren't any good, you never made it on primetime.
Right. Exactly.
It didn't matter. They didn't have rules that everyone had to do it.
Right. Had to do it or what have you. You'd get some games where they'd always have the rivalries, the NFC East, you know. Packers, Bears were on a couple of Monday nights. But back in the day, I don't think the Packers were on, you know, five primetime games a year or anything like that. No, I mean, you had to be special. It was a big event if you were on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, and the Packers on it again. I think they've been on it every year for something like 31 years.
I don't think it's that long, but it's up
the
there.
Streak
Denver
going.
Was on the had the longest streak for some time, and I don't believe they're on Monday Night Football this year, so that streak is snapped.
Ending, yeah. So,
but
long tradition. Hopefully the game will be as many. There have been some super memorable games on Monday night, too. Hopefully, well, I don't think tonight's will be one of those, but we'll see. Unless it's one in a record-setting way for Aaron Rodgers, maybe a blowout game. I don't think really that Detroit can hang with the Packers. We'll see. Maybe they're all juiced up, fired up, getting ready to come back to Lambeau. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, there have been a lot of Monday Night Football memories, and there have been a lot of memories already on the national games played this year in the four or five national games, Thursday, Sunday, Monday Night games that have been phenomenal, including last night's Sunday Night game. So hopefully, two ways that this can go. Hopefully the Packers blow out and you just cruise, or it's a barn burner and the Packers win at the end and you keep the streak of great primetime games going so far this season. But anyway, it's going to be a late night, early morning. I do know that.
It is indeed. And hopefully you'll join us for all of it, or some of it at least, either the pregame show, Green Bay Game Day, coming up at 4:15 this afternoon, or the postgame show, Green Bay Game Day, the postgame show after the game is over tonight. And you can do that all right here on The Fan, also on 1075thefan.com, or on your smart speaker, however you listen to The Fan. We'll be live pre- and post-game tonight. Hopefully you'll join us then. Until then, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.